Lecture 23, Muslim Transformation.
Hello. In this lecture, I wish to deal with the Islamization of Asia Minor, that is, the emergence of a Turkish and Muslim civilization, which starts in the 11th century and is more or less completed by the middle of the 14th century. And that is the last great cultural and religious rewrite of the peninsula. I've mentioned that this is a major theme in understanding the unique history of this peninsula, the constant rewriting, starting with the Hittites, going through the Greek, the Roman, the Byzantine periods. And so we're now at the end of that process. Well, maybe not quite, because of this Islamic Turkish civilization that's created in the 13th century and is at its height by, say, the 16th century under the Ottomans is even now being reinvented as a modern Turkish identity. So the process does keep going on. In this case, we have three major subjects to look at to understand how this process takes place. First, I want to talk about the wars going on between the Seljuk Turks and the Byzantines and their strange Christian allies, the Western Europeans. And that will allow us to talk a great deal more about that struggle from Turkish eyes, which is extremely important, especially looking at this tradition of the Ghazi warrior. The second point we're going to deal with is how these early Turkish immigrants, these tribes that came out of Central Asia, began to construct political orders. Foremost, the Sultanate of Konya, which was established in the wake of the Battle of Manzikert, political capital on the plateau in the 13th century, and was really responsible for setting in motion a number of important changes that helped the transformation of Asia Minor into Turkey. And by 1350, you really can start calling the peninsula Turkey. That is a proper use of the term. We wish we knew more about that process. There are a number of sultans, which is a title which means guardian or ruler, and most of these are names that we know very little about. We have inadequate sources, but nonetheless, their achievements are clear. And in that process of Rumi, he's Jalaluddin Rumi, a holy man, later hailed as the Mevlana. He plays a pivotal role in the religious transformation of the peninsula. And so we're going to set up the earliest Turkish civilization. And then we will close with looking at the emergence of the Ottoman sultans. And it's a rather curious fact that as much as Konya is responsible for the religious, the political, the institutional rewriting of the peninsula, it is not Konya that unites this Turkish civilization into an effective political order. It's the sultans, first emirs, eventually sultans of the Ottoman Turks. These were a fringe group that were on the border of the Turkish world at the start of this lecture, and they will come to play a dominant role, and it's because of a variety of peculiar circumstances that the Ottomans and not the sultans of Konya will preside over the great flowering of Turkish civilization. So those are the three issues that we wish to deal with. Well, let's look at that first issue, and that is the struggle that was going on in the last lecture between the Byzantines and the Turkoman tribes that had come in from Central Asia. Initially, you would think that the Byzantines had all the advantages once the Western Europeans showed up. They had access to the Western European cavalry. There was an impressive military recovery. And up until 1204, Constantinople still had all of those administrative institutions and economic wealth to wage war. And there are now current studies underway that indicate that really Byzantine economic and social conditions were increasing, were progressing in this period of the Crusades, that the empire wasn't necessarily in economic decline. It may have been politically weak. But the empire up to 1204 still had impressive economic and financial resources. And so in the fighting across the peninsula of Asia Minor in the 12th century, Alexis and his successors had that as an advantage. They had access to Western European mercenaries. They had money.